The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
Your bread, eggs, cream cheese, anything else, Rabbi?
No, think that's everything.
$2.58, please, thanks. There you go. Lovely.
Thanks.
Oh, hello, Sue. How are you, dear?
Great, thanks, Sadie. You?
Oh, not too bad.
Morning, Mrs. Fine.
Hello, Michael.
And how's Rabbi Fine?
Grumpy as ever, which in his case means okay, thank you.
Right. So, nothing out of the ordinary happening, then?
No.
Oh, right, good.
Anything out of the ordinary happening with you?
Well, now that you mention it, there is one thing.
Oh?
I'm going to be in the audience for Hello, Everybody. You know, the daytime TV show, the audience participation one.
Oh, sounds exciting. Tell you what, just let me get 4 bagels and then you can tell me about it over coffee.
Why not?
Soft ones, please, Michael. If God had meant us to chew those house bricks that pass for bagels these days, he'd have given us pneumatic teeth. So, you're going to be a TV star.
Well, hardly a star, you know. You have to be lucky to catch a presenter's eye. But I'm hoping to get my tuppence worth in.
I'm sure you are.
One likes to have one's say on the great questions of the day, the People's Parliament and all that.
Mm-hmm. And what great questions will you be discussing?
If you could only have one item of makeup, what would it be?
Well, that could be important, I suppose.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. But, yeah, it might be quite stimulating.
Yes, might be.
And it's fun to be involved in these things.
Hmm. And have you been invited through the Reform Synagogue, you being a woman rabbi and everything?
Oh, no. A friend had a spare ticket.
Oh, well, good luck.
I'll probably hardly be on. It's not exactly peak viewing, you know. A couple of million. Doubt that anyone that knows me will be watching.
Won't you tell them?
I might put a word around the select few, you know, just close friends, family, team at the synagogue, few of the neighbours, just those who know me well enough to be interested. Main members of the congregation, hairdresser, milkman the postman. Might drop a line to the Jewish Chronicle, you know, in case they've got some space to fill.
Well, that seems to cover just about everyone.
Oh, I could put it on our website. Or would that seem like blowing my own trumpet, do you think?
If you don't blow it, who will?
Good point. I'll post up the bulletin tonight.
And which one are you going to choose?
What?
If you were only allowed one item of makeup.
Oh, well, it's got to be lippy, hasn't it? No woman can live without her lipstick.
Mm.
Or mascara. Or blusher. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'll leave you to think about it, dear. I must pop over to the chemist. I'm afraid at our age, Abraham and I keep that shop going.
And I just need to nip into the stationers and get some fax paper.
Well, you must let me know when you're on. I'm afraid the Fine household doesn't quite have the means to see your, website.
Of course. I'll see you later.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Wonder if styling mousse counts as makeup.
What do you mean she's going to be on a television programme? What sort of programme?
It's a chat show, audience participation. They have a topic for the day and everyone gets to say what they think.
This people watch?
Of course. They do very well.
Well, I'm not interested. I haven't the time to bother with the television at night, never mind during the day. How did she get on it, anyway?
I think she knows someone. She has quite good contacts.
Now, why people would want to bother with such a thing, I do not know. So, what sort of topics do they have?
Could be anything. The way we live, politics, religion.
Is she going to be talking about religion?
Not quite.
Well, thank God. At least we'll be spared all that modern reform nonsense.
She'd be talking about makeup.
Huh?
If you could only have one item of makeup, which would it be?
What?
Yes, I know.
So this is what they teach you in rabbinical college now. The holy books, the law, the commentaries on the law, the sayings and writings of some of the wisest men who ever lived. And if you could only have one item of makeup, what should it be?
She was edging towards lipstick, with mascara making a late run on the outside.
I can see it now. Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery on their 40-year journey to the Promised Land. No, wait, my people, we can't go yet. My wife is deciding whether to bring 40 years' supply of lipstick or eyeshadow.
Abraham, I do believe you're jealous.
Jealous? Because she's going to be on some television show? I assure you, my dear, I've got better things to worry about.
Yes, I'm sure you have, dear. And so have I, if you want any dinner tonight.
You better shut the door, please.
Right.
Right. Television, is it? Little Miss so-called rabbi thinks she's so clever, does she? Melvin, can you come round tonight? Well, how about now? Well, get her to put it in the oven for you. This is important. Right. I'll expect you in 10 minutes.
You dragged me all the way round here for this?
It's not for myself, Melvin. It's just we don't want her putting one over on us. People see her on the television, they start thinking, next Saturday, let's give her place a try.
We've got the Furbers coming round for bridge tonight. Goodness knows what they'll think if I'm not there. The one night in the week I look forward to, Rabbi.
They should be off your list anyway. Haven't they gone over to the Reform?
Oh, I give up.
The quicker we discuss it, the quicker you can go. Now, can you get me on television?
It's really not my field. If it was a new suit you wanted...
Melvin, you arrange this. You might even have a customer for a new suit.
Oh, you are taking this seriously.
We have to. Oh, come on, Melvin. You're my chief string puller.
All right, then. I'll see what I can do.
Good for you. And make sure it's a program with a serious topic.
Oh, like what?
You know, the importance of the Ten Commandments in our life today. What makes an ideal sermon? That sort of thing.
I don't honestly think daytime television goes in for that sort of subject much.
Well, they can't all be frivolous, surely.
Well, what about that thing on the radio? The Moral Maze? Now, that might be more your cup of tea.
No. If she's on television, I want to be on television.
Oh, a man who can fix your television, I can get you. A new television, I can get you. You want a dish for it, I'll get you a dish. By getting you on television...
Look, as far as I'm concerned, the dish is what Sadie gives me my Saturday evening dinner on. When I want chicken and roast potatoes, I go to her. When I want to be on television, I come to you.
Well, I'm making no promises.
We have to keep up with the Melvin. If we can do this, we can play them at their own game.
Okay, Brian, how are we doing?
I think we're just about there.
Sermon loaded onto the website?
Check.
Mail shot gone out?
Check. 200 Jewish Chronicle buyers in the Hillfield Travel to Pray catchment area.
Good work. How did you compile the database?
Oh, I do the local newsagent's accounts. Sneak to look through his delivery book.
Oh, clever. But don't let him catch you.
Oh, Mr. Patel won't mind. Number of times as I've bought off him down the years. JC every Friday.
Well, still,
not to mention the rainforest worth of magazines my dear wife consumes every week to fill in the tedious hours between the manicure and the next visit to the hairdressers.
Oh, talking of hairdressers, I must make an appointment. Big day next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, your showbiz debut.
Well, I don't know about showbiz. I'm sure I'll only get a minute, if that.
Oh, your hair looks fine to me. Suits you?
Just a quick trim to set off a new outfit.
New outfit?
Well, I couldn't wear anything I'd worn before. You don't know who might be watching.
I don't know why you women have to have new clothes every time you've got a big do coming up.
Yes, Brian, that's because you're a man. Don't you ever thirst for a wider choice than black suit or dark blue suit?
I've got a charcoal grey.
Oh, move over Elton John.
You're really into this, aren't you? I think you chose the wrong career.
Nah, I wouldn't want to be on TV all the time. All those people looking up to you like you're a big important figure. I'll stick to being a rabbi.
Oh, yes, but what a rabbi. Oh, this could be brilliant publicity for us.
Mind you, do you think it all squares with the Second Commandment?
Is that the adultery one?
How come that's the only one men ever remember? that the second commandment happens to be, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Not even being on television.
Oh, but you're helping raise the profile of religion in the community. That can't be a sin.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I really want to put Hillfield Reform on the map. I don't think I come out too badly on the sinning front. I don't covet anything that's my neighbour's. Those new BMWs quite nice. I honour my father and my mother. I phone them twice a week. I see them every so often. Oh, God. I haven't seen them for about 3 weeks. I've been so busy. Oh, Mum will go mad.
Take her with you to the hairdresser.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's brilliant. What would I do without you, Brian?
Oh, well, you know...
Yeah, that's the perfect answer. I'll ring them now, make a double appointment. Here, pass me the phone book.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Lovely service.
A good Shabbos, Harry.
Oh, Rabbi, a quick word before you disappear.
Right, Melvin. Is it about what I think it's about?
Yes. I think I can start measuring you for that new suit.
Come into the office. Fixed up something on the television front?
Yes. Turns out a friend of my daughter's works for one of those television companies.
I knew you could do it. So, tell.
Well, it wasn't all plain sailing. First of all, she suggested supermarket sweeps.
Supermarket?
You get 2 minutes to run round a supermarket picking up as much stuff as you can.
Run? With my knees? Supermarket shuffle, maybe. And a bit undignified for me.
My thoughts exactly. So then she said, what about countdown?
Which is?
Oh, well, you get 9 letters. You have to make the longest word you can find.
Classical Hebrew or modern?
English.
Pity.
Yeah, exactly. So then she suggested she could get you on to speak your mind.
Go on.
It's pretty much like what Sue... Like Rabbi Jacobs. I mean, no, well, that woman, what she's on. It's a talk show with audience participation.
Ideal. Now, what's the subject?
It's called Changing for the Better. Are we losing traditional values in the rush for modernisations? That sort of thing.
Perfect.
You know, I thought it would appeal.
How long do I get to speak? I'll keep it very brief, succinct, nothing verbose or prolix. Let's say 20 minutes.
No, it doesn't work like that, Rabbi. Now, if you want to say something, you've got to put your hand up. If she picks you, you get to say your piece. If she doesn't, you don't.
But that's ridiculous. What's the point of going on a talk show if I don't get to talk?
Well, if you keep your hand up long enough, they usually get to you. But you certainly don't get 20 minutes. Try 20 seconds.
20 seconds? It takes me 20 seconds to clear my throat.
Well, that's the way these shows work, Rabbi. The one she's on will be just the same. Take it or leave it.
Oh, that's why the good Lord in his wisdom made eternity such a long time, so that nothing needs to last only 20 seconds.
Well, things are different now. This is the age of the soundbite, not the sermon. Look, here's your ticket. So it's next Thursday, 11 o'clock, and there's the address.
Oh, thanks, Melvin. Oi. The middle of London. You couldn't run me in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a business meeting at 10. I'll run you to the tube station. I'll pick you up at 9:30.
So I have to sit on a tube train for an hour to speak for 20 seconds. Is the world going crazy, Melvin, or is it just me?
Rabbi, I'm sure your 20 seconds of wisdom will be worth the rest of the whole program put together.
Well, now you're just trying to soft soap me. You're humouring an old man. There's really no need. Doesn't mean you're not right, of course.
I don't like the way they do my hair in here.
It's nice, Mum. It suits you.
Makes me look like an old woman.
Nonsense. You need it short in this weather.
No, can't take this weather. Why they bother with the dryers, I don't know. Just stand us outside in the street.
Coffee, ladies.
Oh, thanks, dear.
Have you got decaf?
I'll just check.
Anyway, listen, Mum. I've got a bit of news. I'm going to be on...
I tried phoning the doctor last night, you know, about my... You know... There was only a computer there.
What do you mean?
Some disembodied voice saying he'd gone to a party and he knew I was waiting or something, so... hung up.
No, the other party knows you're waiting. That means the doctor knows you're trying to get through. You should have hung on.
Well, what's the point of hanging on if he's gone to a party?
Oh, forget it, Mum. You could pop in and make an appointment on your way back.
Oh, I don't like speaking to that woman on the desk. She's all teeth and bosoms.
Well, it's up to you. Anyway, like I was saying, I've got some news.
Sorry, no decaf.
Oh, well, I'll leave it, thanks.
What do you want to make such a fuss about decaf for?
Caffeine keeps me awake.
Wait till you've been married 32 years, then you'll know what being kept awake means.
Oh, here we go.
Talking of which, any sign of a nice boy on the horizon?
No, not at the moment.
You should get out more.
I get out plenty. Look, I am trying to tell you, tomorrow I'm going to be...
Are you eating properly? There's not a pick on you.
Of course I am eating.
That day I phoned you at lunchtime and you said you hadn't eaten all day.
Mum, that was Yom Kippur. You're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. Anyway, listen, I am going to be...
Did I tell you? I'm going to be on the television.
What do you mean you're going to be on the television?
New documentary, Fitness Over 50.
Fitness Over 50?
Me and the girls from the Hannah Rosenthal Centre are going to be doing our line dancing.
Line dancing?
It's going to be on at 8:30 in the evening on BBC One.
Oh, good.
Now, what was it you were going to say?
No, nothing. Doesn't matter.
We can do you a tea. Excuse me. Madam?
Oh, Brian, come in.
Hi. Not too late, am I?
No. Starts in a couple of minutes. I'll just switch on.
C2, the first in a new series of Cooking the Books. This offbeat cookery programme will be looking at ways of cooking gourmet meals...
Oh, for goodness sake, I'll kill the sound till she comes on.
So, how's business?
Oh, the phone's hardly rung all day. Why I don't just sell up, I don't know. I could mooch around at home and get on my wife's nerves instead of mooching around here getting on my own.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Anne and I, we get along okay. It's just all got a bit predictable. We got to that stage of
finishing off each other's sentences. Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, it's starting.
Oh, keep your eyes open for her.
You think she'll actually get to say something?
Oh, if I know Sush, they won't keep her quiet.
You know Rabbi Fine's going on Speak Your Mind.
Oh, is he? Complete coincidence, no doubt.
But you wouldn't believe it. He insisted I should get him on something.
Oh, I believe it. So, when's he on?
Next Thursday. It's a tradition of the modernisation debate. You can guess which side he's on.
Yeah, just about.
You know, all these audience participation shows must be quite a boost for the clothing trade. All those women, all in their new outfits.
Sue made sure she got the full works.
Rabbi Fine was no different. He bought a new suit. Yeah, he did. I couldn't believe it. Mrs. Fine thinks it's his first since the Six-Day
War. Oh, was that her?
Where?
Oh, no, they've cut away.
Oh, there's not many women there with one item of makeup on, is there?
What is it about being on television? If you sat and counted how many people were on in a day, it must be hundreds. We'll probably all be on eventually, yet it still holds this mystique, doesn't it?
Yeah, my cousin's son was on one. One of those documentaries about people looking for partners. Oh, yeah. He was trying this Jewish dating agency, Discerning But Desperate or something it was called.
Any luck?
Well, actually, he met a very nice girl. They were getting on quite well.
And?
She went off with a cameraman.
Oh, kids today, eh?
The last I heard, he was going out with the woman who runs the agency's husband's ex-wife.
Hang on. The woman who runs the agency's husband's ex-wife?
Yeah. The two women can't stand each other, obviously, but, well, business is...
Oh, that's her there!
Where?
Up there in the corner with her hand up.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, she's on. Quick, turn it up. Yeah.
Yes, let's have the lady at the back. Yeah. You've had your hand up for a while. What do you think?
Oh, yes, thank you. Rabbi yes. Sue Jacobs, Hillfield.
And there we must leave Hello Everybody for today and return to Westminster, where the Minister of Agriculture is about to start his keynote speech on the agriculture...
Dear, oh dear.
God, she'll be livid.
What a shame. Oh, well, I might as well just turn it off.
Oh, she was so up for it. She'll be crushed. This will put Hillfield Reform on the map, she said.
That's television for you. Even your rabbi's powerless. The supremacy of Parliament.
She said, Hello, everybody, was the people's parliament.
Oh, well. Clear run for Rabbi Fine, then, on Thursday.
Wonderful.
Well, you got some day for it, Rabbi. 28 degrees, they were saying. That's about 80 in English. Oh, thank God for air-conditioned cars, eh?
Indeed, Melvin. And thank God for the Minister of Agriculture. I'm not a vindictive man, but...
I know. The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
In 70 years, I don't think my faith has ever wavered. But if it ever does, God forbid, I will remember that moment.
Brian Frank said she wouldn't be too pleased.
No, I'd like to have been a fly on the wall.
Rabbi, for not being a vindictive man, you're not sounding very unvindictive.
I expect she'd have had it on her, what do you call it as well, her tape thing.
Her video.
Yeah. She would not be happy. They wouldn't do the same thing to me, would they? they?
Oh, no, no, you're on the other side. You should be all right.
So you think I should be able to say something, then?
Oh, I think so, if you put your hand up.
I've made some notes here. The need to maintain tradition. How the old ways of doing things provide a bedrock, a framework for us to live our lives by. There has to be some change, of course. I hope no one can call me a reactionary. But gradually, retaining what was good in the old ways, as well as taking on a little bit of the new.
Well, that sounds like a good 20 seconds worth to me. You see, you can keep it short if you try.
From that introduction, I go on to develop my argument with reference to the Old Testament, the great medieval rabbinical courts, the sayings of Rabbi Ben Mordecai of Minsk, one of the greatest rabbis of the 17th
century. Yeah, he's possibly not a man with whom the viewers of Speak Your Mind are vastly familiar.
Well, they should be. Television's supposed to be educational, isn't it?
I think entertainment comes first these days.
You want entertainment? I'll give you entertainment. I'll tell the story of how Rabbi Ben Mordecai was praying one morning when the Lord appeared to him and said...
It's a very good story, Rabbi, and you've certainly had enough practice telling it, but I'm not quite sure it's relevant for the program. Anyway, here's the underground. Good luck.
Thanks, Melvin. I'll speak to you tonight. Bye. Oi, there's heat.
But take your jacket off, Rabbi. The train will be stifling. It's like talking to a wall.
Hi, Brian. Come in.
Hi. All ready for the Rabbi Fine show?
Yep. Might as well watch how the old boy gets on. Be just like him to get his oar in after what they did to me. Coffee, or do you prefer something cold?
Cold, please. It really does me in this weather.
Oh, me too. Put up a chair.
You know, I remember when a woman inviting you in for coffee was the prelude to more than just watching TV.
And how is Simone?
As loving as ever. We had a really civil conversation yesterday. Pass the salt, I think it was.
You two really should try and get on more. You need to break the mould. Why don't the two of you take a holiday?
Oh, good idea. She can go to America, I'll try Australia.
That's not quite what I meant, Brian. Here, pineapple and mango juice.
Yep.
Right. Are you sitting comfortably?
I think so.
And don't forget, at 12 noon, there's fun for parents and children with cooking the Teletubbies way. But now, just before we join Speak Your Mind, we're going over to the newsroom for a newsflash.
Oh.
Hundreds of people were trapped for over an hour in sweltering conditions this morning when a section of the London Underground came to a complete standstill following a massive power failure. Oh, a reporter, Fiona Collins, is at the scene.
There was chaos at stations throughout northwest London as trains came to a halt in tunnels. And on the hottest day of the year so far, some
passengers... Oh, my God, it's him, isn't it? On the stretcher.
It's all right, it's Rabbi Fine.
He looks terrible.
Oh, and look at his new suit.
Oh, I do hope Sadie isn't watching this. She'll be so worried.
Listen.
Investigation would be carried out into reasons for the failure. But it seems likely that it was caused by outdated electrical systems, which engineers have been warning were likely to fail for some time.
Typical.
One worker who declined to give his name said there was a resistance to change within the organisation, with management relying on old-fashioned equipment and methods which were no longer appropriate in the modern age. This is Fiona Collins in central London.
And we'll bring you an update that situation after the next programme. But now it's time for today's edition of Speak Your Mind with your resident host, Roger Andrews.
No point in watching this thing.
Poor old Rabbi Fine.
Well, he won't be in a fit state to go on anything except a drip.
Hope he's all right.
Oh, well, you both got your wish to be on TV. A couple of seconds each.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the complete opposite of the usual Jewish situation.
Oh, and what's that?
Well, it was the woman who got cut and the man who didn't get to play any part whatsoever.
Very funny.
Yeah, sorry.
Poor old boy. I feel quite sorry for him. We must phone Sadie.
Oh, he's a tough old bird. He'd be all right.
I hope so.
How about another glass of that pineapple and mango? Isn't mango supposed to be an aphrodisiac?
It was kind of you to call.
No, I was concerned. I'm so glad he's all right.
Oh, he was fine once he'd had to lie down and got some liquid inside him. By the time I got to the hospital, the nurses were complaining he was trying to run the ward. That's when I knew he was recovering.
Good.
Not much of a TV appearance, though.
No, him and me both. Maybe we're a bit too pleased with ourselves. Pride is a sin, after all.
Well, how would you know you were being good if you didn't sin once in a while? Anyway, I don't think that television's all it's cracked up to be. What is it they call it? The one-eyed monster in the corner?
I suppose you're right. I'll restrict my personal appearances to the synagogue from now on.
Oh, what's going on here? Are they filming someone?
Excuse me, ladies. Gareth Broughton, Newsroom Home Counties. We're doing a little feature, trying to find out how well people actually know all the famous books that have been made into films and TV series.
Oh.
Can you quote a line from Pride and Prejudice?
Yes. What is it? It is a fact universally acknowledged...
Just look at the camera, please.
Oh, sorry. It is a fact... It is a truth. It is a truth universally acknowledged
Pride, observed Mary, is a very common failing, I believe. I'm convinced that human nature is particularly prone to it. Vanity and pride are different things, though. They are often used synonymously. Pride relates more to our opinion of ourselves. Vanity is what we would have others think of us.
Wow.
Well, that's brilliant. Perfect. Right, we'll use that. Thank you. Excuse me, madam. Gareth Broughton.
Well, well. Dark Horse Sadie strikes again.
Oh, it's about the only bit of a book I know, dear. Now, what did he say? Newsroom Home Counties? Do you think that'll be on TV tonight, then?
That was part two of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David DeKaiser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Sheila Stiefel featured as Sue's mum, with Peter Landy as Gareth Broughton, Rebecca Gethings as Fiona Collins. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the programme produced by John Fawcett Wilson.